October 6, 1909. The virtues of true love are to purify everything, to triumph over everything, to reach everything. After I received communion, my always lovable Jesus came for a little while, and since I had had a discussion with the confessor on the nature of true love, I wanted to ask Jesus whether I was right or wrong, and he said to me, "My daughter, it is exactly like that, as you were saying, that true love facilitates everything, excludes any fear, any doubt, and all of its art is in taking possession of the beloved. And when it has made her its own, love itself provides her with the means in order to preserve the object acquired. Now, what fear, what doubt can a soul have about something that belongs to her? What can she not hope for? Even more, when she has come to take possession of it, love becomes daring and reaches the point of taking excesses up to the incredible. True love can say, 'There is no longer yours and mine, I am yours, and you are mine.' So, we can dispose of each other, delight in each other, enjoy each other. If I have acquired you, I want to use you as I please. How can the soul, in this state of true love, go fishing for defects, miseries, weaknesses, if the object acquired has condoned her everything, embellishes her with everything, and the object that she possesses keeps purifying her continuously? These are the virtues of true love: to purify everything, to triumph over everything, to reach everything. In fact, what love can there be for a person whom one fears, about whom one doubts, from whom one does not hope for everything? Love would lose the best of its qualities. It is true that even in the saints one can see this. And this shows that in the saints love can be imperfect and can have its variety, according to the state in which they find themselves. In you the thing is very different, since you should be in heaven with me, and you have sacrificed this for love of obedience and of your neighbor. Love has been confirmed in you, the will has been confirmed in not offending me. Therefore your life is like a life that has already passed, and this is why you do not feel the burden of your miseries. So, be well attentive on what befits you, and on loving me up to the infinite love.